Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Gary Richard Arnold now, the third hour. There was a part of the show with Harley Slanger where he was supporting Xi, thinking he's doing all kinds of things. And, of course, Trump is very good at negotiating. He always gives people approbations and congratulations, etc. But the fact is that Xi is a platform, and China is a platform for globalism. In fact, it's even a test model. And what people should understand is that there's people on the right side of the snake party, I call it, that's actually working against Trump and against the idea of a re-emergent America. And a rational trade arrangement with foreign countries rather than the irrational one we've had, where we've actually irrationally built up China, so it's now becoming a not only economic but military superpower. And we also are allowed and promoted proliferation of nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. We've actually supported that through our operatives that are globalists. So we have a lot of people connected through families, secret orders, and through government and administration that are actually very evil. And people need to understand there's a lot of people around Trump right now, like John Bolton, are very evil. They don't want solutions to problems. On the other hand, Xi in China gave almost $400,000 of silk and gold and all kinds of jewelry and other things, and then they're doing ship-to-ship transfers of coal and oil. The fact is, Xi is not playing fair ball either. He's probably advising Kim to just ignore America and continue to keep your nukes. They don't want a denuclearized peninsula on the other side of the Yulan River, where they're literally, they're just cheek to jowl right next to China, do they?
Not at all. In fact, what was it, Epstein that wrote the Mao's Little Red Book, and he's, you know, sitting alongside Kissinger and the Rockefeller guys, and that's what we're undergoing right now, is the Cultural Revolution, which is really dramatic. I mean, what they're doing to our kids, and with all this transgender and what color, and white people calling themselves black, and the whole kid and caboodle is pure nonsense. It's like going into the funhouse and having a debate with somebody. It's just ridiculous. But it's on purpose. It's just, these people aren't crazy, and it's being manipulated. And I think the confusion is going to be stepped up when they go to war with us, whether it's a revolution or drops from the airplanes, the toxic dust, as NASA calls it. Yeah, it's the propaganda, the Bernays and scientific control of people had occurred even through Skull and Bones is actually one of them. Three of their most important people traveled to Berlin way back in the 1850s to be educated, and they came back. One was Timothy Dwight, and he was the professor of the Yale Divinity School and later president of the university. Daniel Coit Gilman, which actually was head of the California University of California for a while until the Grangers chased him out because he was playing patty cake with Southern Pacific Railroad and they didn't like the monopoly they saw forming. But he's the guy that incorporated the Russell Trust. And he's also the one that created the land-grant colleges in which, in Connecticut, New York, the order, or the Skull and Bones, grabbed up all of the land that those two states had provided. And they, you know, they use education as a way to manipulate. And the third one was Andrew Dickinson White. You're talking 1843. He ended up the first president of the American Historical Association. So they know by controlling history, or, you know, the victors, you know, write the history books.
Right.
But by controlling history, they project the future.
Right.
And this is what Rockefeller did after the, or before the Second World War, because they had failed to do it in spades during the First World War when they were trying to create the League of Nations to be the platform instead of the United Nations. So they had, you know, he had a number of Council on Foreign Relations and other groups to make sure that the historical record of the Second World War wouldn't be messed up by all those guys that wanted to keep the United States out of the war during World War One. But one of the systems that Skull and Bones used, they discovered from a person that created reading methods for the deaf. And that was created way back in 1810. But the reason the Skull and Bones liked it so much was that it prevented people from needing to associate sounds and join the syllables and make them connect. They said that was antique and that was uninteresting and artificial. And so anyway, they didn't want people to analyze and put things together. So they wanted people to see units as a complete whole. So that's where Dick and Jane came from, and where the pictures represented the words. So while people could talk, they lacked that initial ability to put things together themselves. They have a knee-jerk reaction, and this is what we see on television and everything else. People emote rather than think. And so we see a picture, we have an emotional reaction to the picture and associate, you know, the word with the picture rather than, you know, putting the word together ourselves and putting it out there. So
right.
What they did was they shortcutted us when we were children. I remember, you know, when I was in grade school, I got the Dick and Jane book. Fortunately, a lot of us, you know, get through it. But imagine if we'd have started out with the, you know, being able to put the syllables together and create it that way. And of course, they were advertising and really promoting it. And the fact that the promotions came from this deep Hegelian, you know, group. Skull and Bones is right out of, you know, Bismarck and, you know, Hitler and all that, where the state is supreme and the individual means nothing. So to put anything, whether it's a state or anything else together, putting the individual first is antithesis to where they're going. So the education is just one of the forms of propaganda, and of course we see that on television now too, with the wars and the bangs and the flashes and how fast they repeat the pictures. They've got people tripping over themselves mentally, and so most of these people are reacting, you know, by emotion rather than putting things together.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, and what you're saying basically is people are being manipulated on what I call a subconscious level, which transcends their logic and their even their regular emotions. Which is why you see, for example, it was roughly 80 to 120,000 votes in three Rust Belt states that stopped Hillary Clinton from becoming president, because they not only stole and manipulated the vote, they're using mind control techniques to ask people to do things that are suicidally stupid. I mean, do you want more taxes? Do you want open borders? Do you want a destroyed military? Do you want America to be in danger of a chemical, biological, thermonuclear attack or massive immigration to destroy the economy? People are going, rah, 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 give me more, spank me more. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're so complete with their, they have so much time and so much money. Excuse me. Unit B. Just go in there. I think it's in there.
Yeah.
They have so much time and so much money, they don't leave an edge for a person to find an island of respite where they can think for themselves or go into a quiet place. Whether you're in school or whether you're at your Rotary Club or whether it's your Chamber of Commerce or your church, we've got some so-called successful Christian churches around here, and they're the purpose-driven churches
I call them the vending machine churches, where they teach our God like a vending machine. Attention all shoppers, and let's get into some of the details here.
We have
lots of things. Of course, I want to do some video this weekend because you've got a lot of pictures and graphics and so on, and that's why when we put up that video last week, I think it was very well put together, just discussing some of your letters with all the pictures and videos, links on both the false right, for example, Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin. What we have to understand, there's a lot of people that claim to be conservative American patriots. In fact, they're actually a form of right-sided globalists, aren't they?
Yeah, the right side.
And there's a couple principles that you can see that they adhere to. Number one, they will never mention the secret orders. Number two, they believe in globalism, which means the dissolution of America as a superpower. Number three, they don't believe in a constitutional Christian republic. Number four, they believe in the global government run by the intel agencies, which are probably following the protocols that were brought forward in Nazi Germany and transplanted later on to the United States to form the OSA and eventually the CIA and NSA, etc. People don't understand this, do they? They don't realize it's not just Five Eyes, but all the agencies are linked together, aren't they? All the secret agencies. And they think they're the actual real government. They think that we're...
The secret, I think, is important because they don't tell you. Skull and Bones was incorporated by Daniel Coit Gilman, who we just were talking about. I'll send you his picture.
Right.
He formed the Russell Trust. There's not one word about secret society or anything like that in the papers of the Russell Trust. Nobody would know... that this trust represented Skull and Bones if it weren't for Charlotte Ezrabet and some people since that time. But, except for, occasionally, there's a little blurb in a newspaper or something, but nobody would notice that from any other fraternity or a group like that. They never suspect of the power and the evilness and that it's an extension of the Illuminati. But... that's true. And we were talking about the Warren's purpose-driven church. Now what he applied was a psychological workover of people for industrial plants and industries. And Peter Drucker sold a couple of books and was consultants to some of the largest multinationals and national companies because he could get his employees all enthusiastic and so forth. It was a psychological deal in order to get the most work out of them. But what's happened with some of these preachers and stuff is they've applied it to getting getting their parish or the pews filled with their worshipers. So they're being used psychologically and kind of a bait or a sweet talk to build that enthusiasm enthusiasm to have people return each week rather than the gloom and doom of, some of the preachers
involved. What I summarize it as, they treat God like he's a vending machine and you just have to have a form of godliness and you're good. They don't teach the principle in the Bible that the only good is what God wants you to do. It's the Hebrew word is Shema, to hear and do God's will, which is read the Bible and pray and actually consult as a body of believers so you can cross-check each other. That's not taught in these purpose-filled churches. These are what are called vending machine churches, where they treat God like a vending machine. Just put the right coin in and boom, you get out. Or you deserve to be prosperous and it's just, this is the formula. Right?
Well, what was really interesting was years ago, working pretty close with the Birch Society on some of their projects, and they targeted a Democrat down in Southgate or Southern California someplace, and we got a Republican, a young Republican that sounded pretty conservative elected. His name was David Dreyer. And anyway, he ended up joining the Council on Foreign Relations, flying around the jets with Clinton. But he was the head of the California Republican delegation. So all the Republicans in the state of California thought this globalist was wonderful. He ended up marrying, I don't know if he married him or not, but his chief of staff, he which is a male, were an item and lived together. And when Peter Drucker died, he gave a eulogy on the floor of the House of Representatives for Peter Drucker. And that's because he comes from that purpose-driven church down there in the southern part of California.
Yeah, and I think that's you're talking about Saddleback Church with in Orange County, right?
Right. And I think that the same project and projection and salesmanship was the Crystal Cathedral.
Right.
And of course, that guy brought in Dr. Armin Hammer, who's the son of the founder of the American Communist Party, and who took all the goods of the murdered people of the Soviet Union, brought them to New York, and sold them on auction. He was a sponsor of Ronald Reagan for $1,000 plate dinner in Century City. And when Reagan ran for governor, he organized demonstrations to repel people. It was kind of like the Seattle riots, or they come on with their masks and their this and the that, and so people go, God, I don't want that to happen. Kind of like the 68 Chicago riots at the Democratic Convention.
Right.
Just get so repulsed, they thought this big, clean Red Ronnie was their hero, and he looked like a hero. But Armin Hammer was involved in that. I knew the person that conducted the demonstration.
So in other words, they set it up to make him look like a hero. That's what you're saying, right?
He used to be on the right. He was bought out by Trilateral's Mayor Bradley and given some type of commission or some sinecure job. But he was the one that organized these people for the demonstration. He used to be part of the American Independent Party, and he sold, he just sold himself out for for a cushy job. But he was the one that personally told me that's what he did for Armin Hammer.
So, wow! Amazing. Eh?
You never know where who's going to be bought off or who's true until that particular time comes when you're tempted by the devil. And certainly these guys are of the devil. And Armin Hammer and people like that are selling the goods of people that have been murdered and extinguished and knocked out through genocide. But.
Well, see, the problem is, we talked about this on Thursday with Cody Snodgrass. And a lot of people think that they can actually change people by having a good argument or even good emotionality, good songs, good dance, good with media. And really, it's not either of those two. Those speak to the left or right side of the brain. It's what I call spirit knowledge or a gestalt of knowing, a reality. And the fact is, people even have to know that the world as we know it is run by luciferic powers and dialectics. Every government on earth, including ours, every religion on earth, publicly, is run in luciferic principles, which is why Lucifer runs everything. And people don't know this. That's why even high-level Masons, when they start to disavow that and do things, even if they're a high-level Mason, everybody goes crazy after them. That's why Trump is in trouble. He's a high-level Royal Arch Mason doing non-Masonic things, like pro-life, like trying to make America strong again, like doing a lot of things that tick off the right and left side of the globalists, isn't he? Exactly. So, Gary, let's continue, please. These revelations, by the way, and this chart which we have that this last email you sent me, I'd like to put this up tomorrow if we can, and so we can do some videos so people can actually see chart connections of all these. And there actually are sometimes pretty tight connections between the secret orders. And again, this is a form of Satanism. These people are evil. John Bolton, we talked about this the other day with some of the information that came out from John W. Spring. This is a very evil guy. I mean, his first wife was, you can't even find her maiden name, but she was apparently, when she got her divorce, said she was forced into sexual operative positions with these sort of Roman kind of Bacchus-type societies that he was involved with. A lot of these people are involved with pedophilia. I mean, some of the behavior we see even in people like Sessions, we have to be concerned about, is this guy compromised? Why is he not doing his job? Why did he not fire Rosenstein? There's a lot of either bad people or connected to bad people or relatives of these people. And we have also musical chairs going between industry and administration and the government. It's a very, very nepotistic, evil, and corrupt civilization, isn't it? And it's in every country on Earth, but it's particularly in a powerful nation like America, particularly bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody look so scared as Sessions. He looks like, you know, he's afraid to say the wrong thing.
Scared rabbit.
Yeah.
That's because they got him. They've got something on him that's really, really bad, don't they?
They do. Yeah. Well, yeah, again, you go back to the Skull and Bones was known as the Brotherhood of Death in the late 1800s.
Right.
And We look at what happened to, you know, the Supreme Court justice, which would have fit Hillary's plan had she been elected. We look at the assassination attempt at the some of the Freedom Caucus, which, you know, I mean, the bullets are striking their pay dirt, you know, and they're threatening, you know, not only the president but Republicans. This is all pre-Cambodia, pre-French Revolution, pre-whatever. And, in fact, it's moving into that particular stage. But, yeah, Brotherhood of Death. William Howard Taft was the direct son of Alfonso Taft, who's the founder of Skull and Bones. And Alfonso Taft was Secretary of War under Grant. But William Taft, he was the chairman of the American Society for Judicial Settlements of International Disputes, which is a big, long thing to have to say. And that became the League to Enforce the Peace. And that's actually what turned into the League of Nations, and which is today the United Nations. So its genesis comes right from the son of Skull and Bones, the head of the Brotherhood of Death. And in every city, in every county and village, we've got cities and counties with contracts with ICWI, which is the United Nations, a front for the United Nations and the World Bank. So we've got the two centers of power messing with us on the localist level. And then, of course, at the national level, we see they're doing what they can. I'm surprised Trump has been able to miss the mallet coming down every time. And, of course, internationally, we see, you know, the European Union and China and other people ganging up on the U.S. to extinguish us. And so I don't know what's going to happen next. I hope there's some good guys. And, I believe there's always a way out.
I've got an analysis of it. Even you can tell me what you think. We are in the first of the last 7 years of fat years, and I believe that Trump will get reelected. I don't believe that they'll be successful at impeachment. Even if they took a minor minority of the Senate, the Congress, they wouldn't get the Senate. It's my guess that we're going to see 46 more new senators that will be Republican, and 14 new Republicans that will be Congress people, men and women. What I think will happen is, at the very least, lower-level people will go to prison. The upper-level people will be sanctioned or lose pensions, but I doubt if any of the real bad people like Obama, Hillary, and others will go to prison or wear orange jumpsuits. Which means the deep state is going to continue. And after Trump is gone, whether he dies and Pence comes over as president, because he's older, remember he's in the 70s, I expect after Trump that the new world order will take back over the presidency, either with a rhino Republican or a Democrat. And 2025, all hell is going to break loose, because that's their timeline of bringing about the new world order. So my guess is we have 6.5 years of relative prosperity and peace, although a lot of the things that Trump is doing are what we call apocalyptic. We talked about this with Dr. Bob Thiel. That means he's supporting the state of Israel, moving our embassy, which is good, but it's very bad to support Israel building a temple and starting a blood sacrifice, because it's a demonically energized thing that the globalists want to do. And the problem is they want a new world order. They want it to be under the Jesuit-run reserve bank system of Europe, which runs the American dollar, too. And they're getting some resistance, at least initially, from China. But I think China will be crushed. I don't think China's going to continue to have power. Their demographics of their population is going to destroy the country from within. Their products are cheap. There's other countries that will provide them cheaper. Their wages are rising, so they don't really have... They have competition from India and other countries nearby that can replace them in terms of industry. And with the rise of robotics and artificial intelligence, we don't need to have manufacturing overseas. We can do it here. Especially 3D printing, etc. In fact, you can even have a part made in someone's garage and shipped to a factory for tolerance testing. So my guess is that China is a temporary paper tiger used for now by a platform of the globalists, but they're going to be a thing of the past. At least temporarily, India will rise, but ultimately America will use the power of the artificial e-dollar, which is rising because the cryptocurrencies are rising in America, and America will use it along with the matrix and artificial intelligence to actually dominate the world. The real danger is not nuclear weapons or chemical or biological, it's data. It's data regarding money and contracts. Once you have trade deals and you have the effect of the U.S. dollar dominating all currencies on Earth and tied to them, which is what's coming, because under Trump, you can guarantee he's going to get his pound of flesh from every country, and they're not going to get away with it. That's why who can fight or resist the beast? And the beast isn't Russia or China, it's America and our military system and our economic system, which is a platform from the British. And the British-American cabal is pushing things to the edge where all countries will eventually succumb, whether it's Russia and China. And China's trying to resist right now. They're going to be crushed. If they try to prevent us, for example, if we have to decapitate the North Korean regime, you can guarantee that China will disappear in a nuclear waste cloud in a matter of hours. And the Chinese have a kind of a racial superiority complex, but that's going to soon be dealt away with, that they have been built up by globalists and transferred contracts. So 80% of the new billionaires in the last 30 years are Chinese PLA communist members, so they have a pretty bizarre idea what communism is. But it's my prediction that we'll have a lot of back and forth during the Trump years, the next 6.5 years, but after that, I expect all hell to break loose. What do you think? Because I don't see anybody within the Republican side go to replace Trump. Trump is a lot smarter in terms of interactions and negotiations than anybody else I've ever seen. And he's actually trying to become a real, I call Trump Pinocchio, a real-life Christian president and pro-life. And in fact, it's very probable that this fall he'll replace Kennedy and Ginsburg, and you'll see the end of Roe versus Wade, and America will become a much more Christian pro-life country. And that really is anathema to the globalists that don't want us to be like that. They want an atheist, agnostic, or transhumanist economy and people, and they want millennials to not be concerned about the faith of their fathers. They want us to turn into basically cybots, I call it, you know, human cyborgs with brain interface chips, so you don't even have to have a cell phone. You can contact the supernet with your cortex. That's what the globalists want.
Yeah, well, I think I saw on Judge today some crossbreeding between a human and a chicken.
Yeah, that was done to look at how organogenesis occurs.
See if that's still up there, but talk about sickness.
Yeah, but the reason is these people don't understand organogenesis. They're trying to figure if they can create a what's called a chimeric cyborg, they can figure out how ontogeny happens. I've worked out how ontogeny happens as a quantum biophysics operation of parallel processing frequencies relating DNA, etc., and ion channels.
Fellow Patriot.
Welcome back. So, Gary, we talked about this. We're really dealing with what I call, that's why prayer is so important. That's why facing the gestaltic reality of what we're dealing with. For example, people see one layer of what I call space chess, like, you know, your local politicians, are they good or bad or whatever. But they realize that if you and I didn't exist to actually oppose the dark side, they'd create someone like us just to have a public opposition to their own plan as part of the hoodwinking, part of the you'd be called the rules of the roads of of the demonic and satanic entities that actually have to have a dialectic of opposition, don't they?
Yeah, so, they don't want the real questions. So if they can set up their own opposition, then it can be settled before public, and the public will think, well, you know, they each have an interesting viewpoint, and of course the side that they want to win, it's easy for them to put their thumb on the scale since they control both sides.
And, right. Exactly.
We can find a lot of people among the right that are out there and continue to collect followers that are innocuous. And the organization we talked about last week, the Claire Booth Luce Institute, which is like a fly trap. You know?
Right.
People are, you know, they smell something and they think there's action there, and so they, you know, they crawl on the carrion, and it's a trap. So because they'll never mention, you know, any part of the real deep state. They'll call it the deep
right,
state. They'll get people to emote about it rather than think and follow through and check it out.
Let me go through some of the orders that, you know, just general. You mentioned a lot of different ones like CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, the various globalist organizations. They're all lower level. It gets the top level that runs the world. It's actually called the Druidic Council of 13. Have you heard of that before?
Yes, I have.
Now, the head of that council is called the Pindar, and his title actually means the penis of the dragon or Satan. And underneath this Pindar, as the chairman of the board, is the Vatican and many other organizations, each of them in their specific territory of this 12 zones or controls of the matrix of a media, a religion, etc. For example, the head of the World Council of Churches is the Vatican. People don't realize the Vatican don't care what kinds of religion they have. That's why they have melded Catholicism with animism and all kinds of isms. And that's why they have ceremonies with Buddhists and Muslims and others, because the quintessential kind of, if you want to call it, a Masonic thing is to believe that any holy book is good, which is why if you're a high-level Mason, you can actually worship on the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Urantia book, the Bible, the Sefiot Zaira, the Talmud of Babylon. It doesn't matter what book it is, as long as it's considered holy by somebody. It could even be a book on transhumanism or, you know, let's say, Gray Kurzweil book of, you know, how we transcend and literally enter the matrix of becoming embedded in the computer thing so we don't ever die. We actually become an echo inside of cyberspace. So people have to start to understand.
It actually, you know, world government, the Baha'i faith, which is recognized by the United Nations, and also the Unification Church that was put together by Sun Moon, of which George H.W. Bush spoke before a number of times and had CIA money, and that's worked back and forth.
Is this guy the new head of the Korean government? Is he a Moonie? Is he one of these Moon?
That I don't know, but I know that.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
The Unification Church was brought into the anti-communist, the group of Reeder, Vine, and some of those groups. But see, communism was supposed to fall because, as Rowan Gaither said, the purpose of the Ford Foundation is to so alter the U.S. that the U.S. and the Soviet Union could merge. And, of course, the U.S. is more communist than the Soviet Union.
Yeah, Mikhail Gorbachev made that comment, didn't he? Mikhail Gorbachev, actually, when he came to teach at the Presidio in San Francisco, he made a comment that the control systems in America are much more deeply embedded in society than even in the Soviet Union or communist China. People don't know that, do they?
Yeah, they don't, because it's been, patched on from the Russian Revolution, whereas that was 1917. We already had the graduated income tax and the central bank in 1913,
right.
Together with, a lot of the other ten commandments of the Communist Manifesto.
Right. Yeah, so people don't really understand this, and that's why... and I put this out even today. I said, look, if you're a church and you want me to speak at your church, I'll do it by video, because I can send a video link to you from Livestream out of New York. I'll do it free, no charge. Any church or any group on earth, either church or public organization, I'll speak to you. But you're going to hear things that are going to turn you inside out. Just like what you're saying today, Gary, a lot of people have been deceived for so long they don't know that they're deep in deceit. It's almost like a frog in the beaker. You don't really realize they put the beaker over a Bunsen burner and the burner is on and the beaker is boiling the legs of the frog, so soon it won't be able to jump out. And people don't get that, do they?
They're scared of what's going on. The meat grinding machine, and it's real easy to choose, a Pollyanna church or a Pollyanna leader to follow.
Right. Well, it's like you're in California.
The nitty gritty.
Exactly.
If you're in conspiracy, you're never going to be able to strategize. You'll never be able to get out of it. You'll always be the victim.
Well, it's not a matter of understanding, actually. I learned that also a lesson. It's what I call spirit words, which means it has to touch their soul. And spirit words aren't easy. I know how to actually generate spirit words using reverse language and radionic, basically amplification. Because when you speak, like I speak on the show, people realize I'm hearing words that are spoken, but there's also spirit words coming through the radio and the podcast, etc., that transcend beyond speech, which either touches your intellect or your emotions. And spirit words give you what's called a reality check on the nature of what reality is. And people don't understand reality. It's on three levels. There's the temporal, which is time. We live in the lower realm. There's the astral, or the collective consciousness realm, which is what I call the negentropic realm, which is the prince of the power of the air, King Kronos, is Satan. And then there's the realm of God, which is the eternal realm, where there is no past or future. He's the omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And there's a portion of all of us that's actually in all three realms. And if you want to know what a human being is, you have to understand those three realms. You don't really understand the nature of what it is to be a person, and that every living thing and every even inanimate thing has, in a sense, a soul or hyperdimensional archetype of what it is.
Right.
If you don't understand,
no aversion to people, being positive or enjoying many of the God's gifts that He's given to us here on Earth.
Yeah.
But it's not an excuse to avoid knowing how things work. And,
that's
the only.
But we can be often distracted. For example, if it was only a matter of intellect, what you know, if you put it in books, you'd be the most popular author on Earth, and everything. You'd say, "Hey, you saved them all." But it can't be just intellect or emotion. If you're a good songwriter or a good poet or a good movie writer, the reason why we fail is because we don't speak what we call spirit words into people's level of consciousness. In other words, the level of consciousness of the population, of the nature of reality, and the dialectics they're caught in is not reaching people. They can understand on one level, for example, we can have intelligent engineers in China, but the level of consciousness of the communist state they're living in with total control, they're not aware. In the same way here in America, look at how many people voted for Hillary Clinton asking for more degradation. For example, look at the current runners of the Democratic Party and Rhino Republicans. Yeah, spank me more. take my, you know, more of my money, tax me more, keep the borders open, make us in danger of a thermonuclear attack, continue to proliferate nuclear weapons or tolerate it, continue to destroy the atmosphere so the ozone layer increases ground level cosmic rays and background radiation, continue to poison our food and force vaccine us, and eventually chip us in 2 years' time with microchips. People, it's not a matter of an intellectual argument, because intellectual arguments, you're way ahead of almost everybody, Gary.
We've
got tons of evidence.
Began the program. They can't put the syllables together and frame them for themselves. If they finally understand the damage the chemtrails are doing, or the GMO.
They need to have all three.
Yeah.
They need to have.
They need to understand that there is a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
The Georgia
but they need
to reduce the human population. But they come out of their mind. They think each one is running on its own, and they can't translate it to the other methods of.
That's where the spirit words come in.
Down.
In other words, they need your wisdom. They need your wisdom on all the conspiracies that are reality. They need the emotionality to kind of charge them to do something, but they need the spirit words to get the gestalt of what the overall picture of what's happening in one, if you want to call it, mindscape. And that's why the population is paralyzed. They're like a deer in the headlights, aren't they?
Yeah, I think more information is out there. I think there could be some magic in a very short period of time.
I think there's going to be a lot of revelation. This is the time of the apocalypse. It's called the unveiling. And Memorial Day weekend is a good time to unveil lots of things, isn't it? Fleet Week, etc. Blessings to everybody. Have a great weekend. Drive safe. Safe barbecue. Have lots of fun. Thank God for America, and blessings to our world.
Warning, if catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.